Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. If you're a regular listener, you know what we're about to do. We're about to share with you some of the most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. If you're a new listener, welcome aboard. Get ready. This is not your typical home improvement show. We move fast. We provide you a lot of information, and we have a lot of fun along the way. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host Joe Truini, and during this hour, we're going to be talking about a few ceiling problems in garages. You know, most garages are not heated and cooled. That can be quite a challenge for drywall or other materials to hold up. Joe, we get so many calls about hot garages, cold garages, mold, mildew, a lot of things happening because a garage is really a pretty important part of the American home.
Yeah, and we often get a lot of moisture and humidity problems, which you wouldn't think you'd have in a garage since there is no heating or cooling. But between the concrete floors, we hear about them becoming slippery because of condensation, and then ceiling problems with, you know, if it's an attached garage, meaning it's attached to your house, it code requires it to be sheetrocked, you know, covered in drywall, and those seams and the tape and everything becomes a problem. So we'll talk about if you have an issue with any drywall in your garage, we'll be discussing some of the issues.
Also, we'd love to talk about how easy it is to create an awesome-looking patio in your yard by using pavers. We have a homeowner that's trying to figure that out right now. We're going to help them out. Also, air leaks around doors. You know, so many times you'll walk in and out of that door, in and out, without taking a close look at that entry door and realizing you're losing a lot of energy dollars summer and winter because of little gaps that can be easily corrected. We're going to help a homeowner out, kind of tighten up the envelope of their home. Also, Joe, one of the other things that you hear, that I've always heard ever since I've been in the business, is I'm so tired of standing there at my sink waiting on that hot water. You know what?
Right.
You really don't have to wait on that hot water, and it's a lot easier than most people realize.
Yeah, I mean, there are everything from instantaneous hot water heaters, which mount directly, and they're often called point-of-use heaters because they mount right under the sink. If you have five sinks, you need five of these. If you have five sinks, that's a problem. But usually you just need one that's the farthest from the water heater. And you do get hot water instant within a couple of seconds. Then, of course, we've talked about the water tankless water heaters, which it's not instant hot water, but it's endless hot water. But it comes pretty quickly, a lot quicker than if you don't have either of those.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways that you can correct that problem over the years as a remodeling contractor. I've had to deal with that quite a bit, and I know some things that really work that we're going to share with you. Joe, how about a simple solution? I know you got one ready to go here in just a little while.
All right, Danny, if you're using paper coffee filters just to filter your coffee, you're not using them as much as you can. So I have a couple of simple solutions on using coffee filters.
All right, that sounds good.
And really not just good for little hats. I've seen Danny wearing his. And
I
it's
do
cute.
Like to wear
I must say, he's adorable in his paper coffee filter hat.
Especially when I get my crayons out and really decorate it up real pretty. That's what
right.
It really looks nice. I like to create one that looks like a pineapple. You know, I like
there
pineapple.
You go.
So you know, you.
I like pineapple too.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. But you have to turn the coffee filter upside down. So,
is that
you
it?
Know, so that you can. Wow. Never mind about that. Hey, we want to tell you how you can get in touch with us here at Today's Homeowner Radio. One way, pick up the phone, 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. That is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And thank you so much for the great calls. Wow. We got some wonderful calls. Some people just pick up the phone and said, hey, you guys, I enjoyed listening to you. And hey, you mentioned this idea about a window, and I had a problem with a window, and it was perfect timing, took care of everything. So we're glad to help as much as we can there. Also, you can send us emails. And if you send an email this week, again, we appreciate it. We're going to get to as many of those as we possibly can. You can send one right now by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. And we always remind you about our Facebook page, too. The Today's Homeowner Facebook page is another way to pick up some really current home improvement information all the time. They're posting every single day, several times a day. We have a little fun over there, but we also share with you some great information. So drop by and like us on the Today's Homeowner Facebook page. Well, Joe, I'm glad I made it back. I've been on the road all week with our crew taping. We've been taping in the boot. So I just got back from the boot last night.
The boot? What exactly is the boot?
The boot is what they call that little tiny tip of Louisiana right at the Gulf there that are
so
just...
So it's like the southeast tip? Is that what we're talking about?
Let's see. That would be the south. Exactly. Exactly. The southeast tip down in Cutoff, Louisiana. Wonderful people. Matter of fact, there's more boats down there than there are people. That's kind of unique.
Cutoff, Louisiana. I've heard that's where no one can wear pants. There's like a ordinance... Well, you're not allowed to wear pants. Is that right?
That's the question I didn't ask, is where they got the name Cutoff. So
well, shows you. That's like the only question I had.
But what a great group of people down there. And, of course, the homeowners that we work with were some of the best we've ever worked with over the 23 years of being on national television. Just phenomenal people. And just before we left, he laid out a crawfish bowl like you wouldn't believe. Filled up a table that was 8 foot long. And crawfish and potatoes. Potatoes and corn and Brussels sprouts and beans. He threw everything he had in the pantry in that big pot, and he knew what he was doing, and even had the traditional wooden boat paddle to stir the big pot.
Like a canoe paddle? That's great. So what was the project exactly? Are you allowed to share that with us before?
Absolutely. Helped with working with a roofing contractor down there install one of the most unique metal roofs I've ever seen.
Really?
It looked like metal shakes or looks like big hand-split wood shakes. Right. And it was unique in that they put a regular foam little section under each one of them, like styrofoam that they put under each one of them, that of course it provided a little insulation, but also the problem with a structured metal roof like that, very, very difficult to walk on it. And in the event that you need to walk on it, then this provides the support for that. And they say it also would even prevent hail damage if you happen to have a hailstorm, that it would prevent any indentation in that. So it was very unique. And the guys that were installing it did a fantastic job. Amazing how fast some of these projects go, and really unique there. In addition to that, and the reason that they had to have a roof, of course, Hurricane Zeta came near there and created a pretty big mess for them. And so they lost trees. They lost a lot of their roofing, and there was a lot of damage in and around there. So in addition to that, we also replaced one of the damaged doors they had and a few other odds and ends, some more hurricane shutters they didn't have on a particular part. So we showed a real innovative way to cover those windows. So it's going to be a great show that'll be premiering the last week in May. So I hope everybody that watches our Today's Homeowner television show will be able to see this unique thing. And we have a lot of fun along the way there. Let me tell you, I've never seen anybody as scared of lizards as this one, this housewife, this homeowner there.
And she's living in South Louisiana.
Yeah,
she's afraid of lizards. So, she might be in the wrong place.
So needless to say, you ever had one of those situations where you go, that's funny. Hey, let me show you. When you find a lizard and you try to torment them a little bit, well. She was pretty serious about her hate for lizards.
Yeah, some people are very serious about
to the extent
phobias.
That she pulled a knife out that was about 16 inches long and was going to chop me up in little bitty pieces.
She's going to fillet Danny.
Not really, but they were just so much fun to interact with and cut up with and so forth.
Are the metal shakes individual pieces like real shake, or they come in like a panel, like 3 or 4 foot long?
Well, it's the panels are about probably about 2 foot by probably 14 inches,
like
that. So it is individual panels. But, very lightweight, very easy to use, very easy to carry up on the roof. And and along the way, there were some things the roofers were kind enough and doing the right thing and mentioning a few of the roof jacks that needed to be replaced, a couple things here and there. Because this will hold up. This is guaranteed to hold up and withstand 150-mile-per-hour winds.
Wow.
And certified by engineers and guaranteed on that. So you think about that. I mean, that's rarely in the United States has a storm created winds of over 150 miles an hour. So a lot of comfort level there for the homeowners.
And I assume if you live in an area that gets a lot of high winds and hurricanes or a fire, your homeowner's insurance would probably be I'd probably get a discount with a metal roof, right?
Because the insurance companies love it. And, of course, so many areas that are more fire-prone, like our listeners and our friends out on the West Coast, especially in California area, a lot of roofs are not being allowed. So certainly the wood shakes have been ruled out many years ago. And there's a lot of homes that really look good with the shake-style roof. And so now you can have that authentic look of that without having the danger of fire.
If anyone's not sure the difference between a shingle and a shake is just thicker, like twice as thick as a shingle. Most people know what shingles look like. Shake is just twice as thick, three times as thick.
A lot more texture, a lot more character to it. But a great hello to everybody that we met there in Cutoff, Louisiana. Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. A lot of information to share with you. We want to remind you, 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. And we appreciate all the calls and emails we've received. Get ready. We're about to have some fun here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Spring makes all things new. And the Home Depot makes all spring things possible. Start a garden, refinish a deck, use our mobile app to put over 2 million products in the palm of your hand. Some ready for pickup in as little as 2 hours. Oh, and if you don't have the tools you need, our tool rental department does. Download our mobile app to get started. Bring on spring with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. And by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show that's heard coast to coast on awesome radio stations, including this very special one in Mobile, Alabama, where we're all centered here, WAVH, more commonly known as FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, Alabama, one of our first Alabama stations that we aired on and have been with us for many, many years. And got some great friends there, one of the show hosts and operations director, Sean Sullivan, also my old friend Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwick. All those guys work so hard and have worked so hard to create one of the strongest talk radio stations in the United States. They really do a great job. They involve a lot of local people in their work, as well as a lot of things on a national level. And we're really, really proud to be on FM Talk 106.5. And we have a lot of listeners there because we get calls from people all the time that listen to us there. So a special hello and a big appreciation for all of those in and around the Mobile, Alabama area. And Joe, with it being an FM signal, this thing reaches out, probably 100-mile radius of Mobile.
Wow.
So there's a lot of people that are listening as a result of FM Talk 106.5.
So that would include the panhandle of Florida and parts of Mississippi,
That's right.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's a strong station.
And north of Mobile.
Hard working folks. And, you know, with it being...
We're looking forward to hearing from them.
There's more and more people that are more and more stations that FM stations that are taking on talk format. It used to be that was just something that never did happen. And so they're quite the pioneers there. Well, let's head right up. Let's head north a little bit to Michigan. Deborah's on the line right now. Deborah, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure. And we just want to see if we can give you something to think about and some things to try to solve this problem in your garage. But tell everybody about what's happening there in the garage.
Okay. I just came out there one day and I looked up and I'm like, ooh, it looks like my ceiling is falling. So it's only in certain areas and then the paint is chipping in some areas. But I guess where the tape is coming down. And I'm afraid I may go out there one day and the whole ceiling will be caved in. So someone told me it's the moisture, because I'm in Michigan, of course. And they say it's the hot and cold air combination that's in there. I don't know. I did have the roof inspected, and they said that it's not leaking. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, it is exactly that, and it's one of those things that plague a lot of people in a lot of different parts of the country with that excessive moisture that you have in the garage because there's no air conditioning, no heating, and,
right.
you know, when you have that, of course, you mentioned an important part, too, with hot and cold and the condensation that can go along with that can add even more moisture to it. First of all, good that you don't have a leak because that would have been the first thing that we would want to look at.
Right.
And one of the things, I know somebody that lived right down on the water and they had a really bad problem with it. And I'll tell you how they solved it is by simply installing an exhaust fan. They have these fans that you can put in a window or you can cut a section in the wall. And they have on it a humidistat. So whenever that humidity in that area gets to a certain level, the fan cuts on and then it'll blow that air out, which in turn pulls air in and around, you know, cracks in the door or anywhere that they can. And it just, the movement of air in itself prevents any of that damage that can come along with that excessive moisture. Now, some walls are easier to put a fan in there than others, and the fans are not very expensive, but most of them have louvers on the outside so that when the fan kicks on, it opens up. When the fan turns off, it closes back down.
Mm-hmm.
And a really, really simple way of solving that problem, but I would suggest something along those lines before, you know, you do any of the repairs on the ceiling. Joe, this is something we've dealt with a lot. Any other suggestions you might have?
Yeah, Deborah, I looked at those photographs you sent, and thanks for doing that. That helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the tape is pulling away and the paint is peeling doesn't necessarily mean the drywall on the ceiling is falling down. I mean, unless you see it bowing down or hanging down or anything like that, it's chances of the drywall's firmly attached. It just sounds like between the heat and the cold and the moisture that the paint's failing, and with all that moisture, the tape might fail. And those are easy fixes. You can scrape off the paint and prime and repaint, and the tape can be redone. So as long as the drywall is firmly attached, and it certainly looks like it is, it's not sagging down, then it's not an issue. If it is, the simplest solution, what I would do if it was my garage, I would just screw 1x3s or 1x4s across the ceiling, perpendicular to the joist, spaced about 4 feet apart. You can paint them so they blend in with the ceiling, and that would hold up the drywall if that was an issue. I mean, you wouldn't do that in your living room, but in the garage, that'd be a lot cheaper than pulling down that sheetrock and putting the drywall and putting up more drywall or trying to fix the drywall that's sagging down. But I'm not sure that's really the issue. I think it's more of just the paint's peeling and the tape in the joints has loosened up.
Okay, so you said 1x3 or 1x4 instead
sure.
of trying to tear the whole ceiling down?
Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah, just space them 4 feet apart. You know, get as long a piece as you need can get and screw them. Make sure, obviously, you screw them directly into the underside of the joist. Now it'll hold up the sheetrock.
Okay, wonderful.
You know, if it does start to sag down.
Good.
All right.
Good information. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, our pleasure, Deborah, and hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, a common problem that hear about all the time there.
Yeah.
And, people talk about, well, can it help me to insulate my garage? Of course, insulating. I always think that if you're about to hang anything on a wall, insulate it.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, you're not going to get another chance to do that without tearing it back down. So that's an important part of it there. So I hope we've been able to help Deborah. And remember, if you have a question for us, 800-946-4420, send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Here's something I want to share with you from our friends at Exmark. If you're thinking of adding some outdoor living space with a patio and you plan on doing it yourself, you may be thinking about using pavers, very, very common. They're a great way for homeowners to add outdoor living space because the tools and skills required are easy to access than maybe some of the ones that are required for pouring a large concrete slab. And certainly pouring concrete is more expensive and a lot harder to do. And there's no denying that pavers have more character than a big, big flat piece of concrete. But if you're going to tackle laying pavers yourself, you need to do it the right way so that it lasts a long time. Now, unless you want to redo it again in a few seasons, seasons, first start with a good base. Once you dig out the space where the patio will sit, you need to add 3 to 6 inches of compactable crushed rock or concrete as a base material. Now, you can find this paver-based material with the pavers at the home center. Comes in easy-to-use bags, and you can spread it out. And then you'll want to rent a plate compactor to kind of compact it into a flat, solid surface. Then you'll be able to add, then you should add 1 inch layer of sand on top of that base material. This serves as the bed for the pavers. Once all the pavers have been laid, secure the perimeter of the patio with very easy to install plastic edging strips. Now, these are anchored into the ground with just long spikes, so they keep the blocks along the edge firmly in place. Now, these tips are brought to you by our friends at Exmark, the official mowers of the backyard life. Now, so for some more really great ideas and inspiration for your backyard and your outdoors, visit xmark.com/backyard. I've never seen anybody dissatisfied with putting pavers in the yard unless, as they mentioned there in the tip, that you don't do it right. And boy, when those things start shifting, you might as well give up the ship, because you're going to have to redo the whole thing.
Give up the ship. Aye, aye, Captain. Yeah, in fact, just last week, I think we had a caller on the show that had a concrete patio. And she wanted to know if she could put pavers on top of it. And we said, yes, absolutely. And her job was half done. You know, we already had the base ready for the pavers.
Yeah, well, it certainly can be very easy. And I'll tell you, if you want a little inspiration, go to todayshomeowner.com and just put in our little search engine there, paver patios. We have dozens of videos and all kinds of unique ways to use pavers, because, you know, maybe taking that existing grill that you have that's sitting out there by itself and turning it into a built-in grill by simply removing the little shelf on each side of it and then building it around with pavers. You'll be amazed how easy, inexpensive, and how great it looks once it's done. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about bathrooms and also a way to make your home a little more secure. All of that and a lot more right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems, and by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. You know, these days we've been accustomed to video doorbells and the security they provide for the entrance to our homes. Well, here's a solution for those spots outside that don't have a doorbell, but you still want to see what's going on. The Wyze Cam outdoor camera delivers fast, clear, and live stream footage directly to your smartphone via the Wyze app, day or night. With motion and sound detection, you can receive an alert anytime it detects sound and motion and view it up to 14 days of saved alert videos for free. There's two-way audio, offline video recording, and because it's weather-resistant and battery-powered, you can put it literally anywhere without having to run wires. Think about all the uses you may have for something like this. Plus, the Wyze app allows you to manage and view multiple cameras and share your cameras with other users. Now, with its small size and flexible three-axis design, the Wyze Cam Outdoor can go anywhere you need it. For more information on this unique product, you can drop by Home Depot or homedepot.com. You know, it's amazing, Joe, when you see, you know, online, Facebook, different places,
right,
all of the things they capture, some of them pretty comical, with a lot
of the
doorbells and the video surveillance that's out there. I have 8 cameras all around my home, and you'll be surprised how many times you go back and view those things. You know, it's pretty interesting.
You capture some wildlife? You see deer wandering through the property?
Well, we saw something that got into our garbage the other day, And, you know, we were looking around at it, and I go to the cameras. And we go to the cameras, and here's this little raccoon, you know, how they kind of lumber around. Yeah. And they kind of walked right up and looked around, and it was like, yes, yeah, you know, gold mine. And just started digging into it and everything. And you could see how long they're there, and, you know, so we were able to – we didn't capture them or care to capture them, but we, at least we – that solved that problem. We knew it wasn't, you know, something else that you that you didn't want around, so –
And the quality of the images at night well as during the day, but at night it's amazing. It's black and white, but it's crystal clear. I have a trail camera I put out to see the wildlife, and it's amazing what comes out at night, first of all. But also it's just, it's pretty, I love it. I love putting it out there and just seeing who shows up.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, let's go to Illinois. Derek is on the line right now. Derek, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's see if we can help you with this bathroom situation you have.
Yeah, I've got a double vanity and a big beveled edge mirror. And I've noticed that, that's happened for a while now. It's almost like a film or something. It's like blackish gray, kind of seems like a growing, or so to speak. And I'm thinking, at first I thought, well, is the reflective just kind of flaking off the mirror? But there's never anything on the counter. I tried taking my fingernail to see if I could flake off, like, nothing. It's all nice and smooth, and I sent you all a picture. And when you look behind the faucet, you can see the reflection. So I'm thinking, well, maybe it's just something that's on there. The wife uses the typical glass cleaner, you know, Cinch, Windex, or Amway stuff, whatnot. And nothing seems to be coming off. And almost starting to think, well, maybe I ought to try TSP. But so then I got on the YouTube and started kind of looking, trying to figure out what it is. And I thought, well, is this what's it called, desilvering or something like that? And but I don't know exactly what this is, and I don't want to have to buy a new mirror. I know there's like a resilvering type kit that you just kind of peel in place and put over to cover and whatnot, but I don't know exactly what it is. I figured I'd call you guys. Maybe I'll know.
Well, we certainly have seen this quite a bit in bathrooms that I've remodeled over the years, and generally it is a desilvering, especially when you see it right down on top of your backsplash, like I noticed in the photos there. And it's kind of frustrating because you hate for just, you know, 1% of the mirror to dictate the need to completely replace it. But I'll tell you, Derek, what I've done before, and turns out turning something really, you know, unpleasant looking into something awesome looking, and that's actually installing trim around the mirror. Now, you know you're going to have to replace this mirror at some point, but if you take trim or either one-by material, I've even done it with one-bys and put little rosettes in the corner to create a framed mirror, and you can glue that wood, go ahead and prime and paint it, get it looking good, and glue it right over the mirror and the, you know, rosettes, or you can use traditional colonial trim or other kind, just to create a picture frame around it. That's one way to take care of it. But, Joe, on the repair of desilvering and everything, I've never really tried that, or I'm not sure I've even heard of that. How about you?
Yeah, the problem with desilvering, Derek, is you have to take the mirror off the wall. If you're going to do that, you might as well just replace it. But, I agree with Dan. I agree with Danny. The simplest option is just to put a frame around it. You can... If you want to match with the trim in the room, take the casings that you have around your windows and doors, if it's wide enough, and just put that on. And I would make it, I'd use trim that's wider. You know, if you have like, look like you have about 2 inches of black staining behind it, I would make it at least 3 inches, because this may continue. And I wonder, since it's only about on the bottom, if the cleaning solution is coming behind the mirror and somehow affecting the silver on the back. That's another thing.
Now, what exactly is desilvering? What causes it, and how does one prevent it?
Well, I'm not sure how you can prevent it unless if it's being caused. I mean, old mirrors, really, like antique mirrors, it happens because, you know, it just doesn't last forever. The silvering process wasn't as sophisticated as it is now, and they probably use real silver. And right now, I don't know if they're using real silver. But I'm not really sure why it happens. But if it is happening because of it's a response to any kind of cleaning agent, then, you know, that might explain why it's happening. But certainly putting a frame around it would be the simplest thing.
Now, wouldn't that, okay, you put a frame around it, all you're doing is just covering up. Eventually, wouldn't that just kind of keep on growing and then end up coming through the frame as it grows, so to speak?
It might, but that's why I said use the frame a little wider. But then if that happens, then you're back to where you are now, and the other option is just remove the mirror and replace it with a new one. Or have it resilvered, but it'd probably be cheaper to get a new one.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, our pleasure, Derek. Best of luck on the project, and have a great weekend. So that kind of thing happens, and as I mentioned, you're going to have to replace it sooner or later because the desilvering probably will start up there. But, I mean, that might be 5 years down the road, and you certainly made it well worth putting that frame around it. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about weatherizing your house. Summer or winter, very important to keep that envelope of your home nice and tight. We'll talk more about that when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Time for Ask the Bonide Guy with answers to what's bugging you. Let's talk to Joni.
Hey, Bonide Guy. Look, my garden's like an all-you-can-eat buffet for critters. I need help.
Sounds like a job for Repelzol from Bonide, the number one selling repellent to control pests like deer, rabbits, squirrels, chipmunks, and more.
How's it do all that?
Repelzol drives animals away with a proprietary blend of ingredients that repel by taste, touch, and smell. More than a dozen different animals for up to 2 months guaranteed.
Thanks, Bonide Guy.
Say goodbye to unwanted critters with Repelzol from Bonide. Trusted since 1926. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with SimpleMat from Custom Building Products. SimpleMat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete all around your home with the elegance of granite as easily as painting? You can in just a weekend with Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deitch Coatings. Terrazzo is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and more with lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo. Start planning your next project today at DeitchCoatings.com. Sit back and enjoy the fresh air without the bugs, thanks to Wizard Screen Solutions. Wizard retractable screens are the perfect solution for your home that protects you from those pesky insects and conveniently retracts out of sight when not in use. Discreetly designed, Wizard retractable screens is the only product that comes with a lifetime warranty. This is truly the ultimate screen solution for your doors. Visit wizardscreens.com to find your screen solution today. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us. Hey, I want to remind you that you can send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's what Matt from Mississippi did. He said, we have a door between our kitchen and deck that we'd like to fit with one, some type of retractable screen, but we also have a very active Jack Russell Terrier who I'm afraid would run right through the screen or at the very least tear it up trying to get through. Those little Jack Russells are kind of wired up a little bit. bit. So any ideas on how to prevent this from happening? Well, Matt, that's a pretty understandable concern. That might be true for some of the retractable screens that are out there, but I know one that I have at my house that has solved the problem from Wizard Screens. They make a line called VistaView, and I have one from my patio out to, from my house out to my patio. My wife has a little Yorkie called Little Ricky. Now, Little Ricky is very, very active, and he doesn't stand a chance against it because the VistaView screen uses a mesh that is zippered in at the top and bottom. So it's locked in place on all four sides. That makes it a lot more difficult for pets to damage the screen when they're trying to get in or out. And those zippers also help to keep the mesh very tight so that it looks brand new for a long, long time. And because the bottom of the screen is secured to the bottom track, it prevents crawling or slithering pests from sneaking in under the screen. So you should really check this out. It's the VistaView, and you can check it out at wizardscreens.com.
That sounds great.
You'd be surprised how much you'll use a retractable screen like that. And Little Ricky's a little mad at us, but that's okay. He bounced off of it a couple times and said, okay, I don't think
I'm going to say I want to be there when you're grandson Gus goes charging across the pool patio.
Yeah,
hits it,
I don't know if it
ricochets him back into the pool. That'd be great.
I need a video of that right there. Hey, let's go right to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Gary is on the line from North Carolina. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Hi.
Tell us what's going on there. Looks like we see a picture here of a door with a little bit of daylight around there. That's not the way it's supposed to work. Tell us about it.
You're absolutely correct. The foundation had actually dropped on one part of my house. And so they raised that back up using helical piers. And all the interior walls got fixed, all the cracks and everything, because where that wall had dropped. But after everything was done and over with, it's been about a year, that bead of light on that door frame has never disappeared. And so I'm wondering the best way to fix this. The door itself is a very, very good door. It doesn't get hot whenever the western sun hits it. So I just need to find out the best way to go ahead and get this sealed up.
Sure. Well, that's just a little bit of adjustment. There's all you need to do to be able to take care of it. So once you start moving a foundation around, you almost always have trouble with at least a door, sometimes a window, which is a little harder to fix.
Well, Gary, we saw the photograph. Thanks for sending that. And it looks like this gap is just on the bottom 2 feet or less of the latch side, right? Not the hinge side, but the latch side.
Correct. Yeah, it's only on one side.
So, I mean, ordinarily, in a case like this, what I'd recommend is removing the casing, the vertical molding, side casing on the inside and the outside. You could try doing it just on the inside to see if it works, but sometimes the outside casing, if it's still attached, it won't allow you to move the side jam, which is what you're going to need to do, the door jam. So anyway, you remove the casing, then with a pry bar, a flat pry bar, see if you can pry out that door jam and insert some shims. And the reason you pry it before driving in the shims is if it's pretty tight space, you might not be able to get the shims in there. But in any case, and then you drive in the shims a little bit, close the door and see what the gap looks like. If it's been reduced, I would open the door, drive them in a little bit. You don't want to drive them in so far that it binds the door in the frame, obviously, because you won't be able to open or close the door. So you just would drive it to within an eighth or a little more than an eighth of an inch space. And if that works, and the door opens and closes, and the gap, you'll see the gap is gone, then you've solved the problem. Then you trim off the shims and replace the casings on the inside and the outside. Now, that would be the absolute easiest way, and that's the first thing I would try.
Yeah, that was my question. Was I had written that information down, making sure that, yeah, this is the way that I need to go ahead and fix this, but I needed a confirmation on it.
Well, there you go. That's what I would do.
All right, Gary, we certainly appreciate you being with us, and if we can help you any other way, you know what to do. And for everybody else listening, here's what you do. Call us at 800-946-4420. That's the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Certainly, we enjoy getting emails as well. We're going to tackle a lot of those very, very soon. And you can send us one at todayshomeowner.com/email. ask. I'll tell you, Joe, when people see settling cracks and settling problems around your home, it always is a little unsettling. And I've looked at many, many, many. And, you know, some of the telltale signs, if you have a vertical crack in your brick and it doesn't follow the mortar joints, that could possibly be some type of severe settling. But most of the cracks you see on your house, inside or out, are usually just expansion and contraction, which is something that we deal with all the time. The house is a mysterious thing that moves quite a bit, doesn't it, Joe?
Yeah, and it should. I mean, it should move a little bit here and there. But when you see those cracks, and we've seen cracks, Dana, go right through the bricks, like through the bricks themselves, not just following, not stair-stepping down just the mortar joints. It'll hit a brick and something will crack. So that's pretty severe. If you have that's an issue.
Okay, coming up, we've got another simple solution for you. Joe has a great one, as he always does. You'll be able to find out a little bit of how you can solve a problem that you might think is very severe, but is very, very simple to take care of. All of that and more right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We're all ready for spring. Now's the time to get ready for spring projects with help from the Home Depot. Install a brand new faucet, lay down fresh new flooring, roll on a bright new coat of paint. Need to figure square footage or paint coverage? Our project calculators will do the math. Do it all from our app and get delivery right to your door. Download our mobile app to get started. Bring on spring with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Time for Ask the Barn-Eyed Guy with answers to what's bugging you. Let's talk to Dave.
Oh, hi. So I'm really into next-gen tech. Got anything next-gen for grass and weed control?
Oh, you bet. Barn-Eyed Cleanup HE is the next-gen way to kill unwanted weeds and grasses in hours with just one application.
Oh, okay. So what's with the HE?
It's the new high-efficiency formula. With Cleanup HE, 1 gallon treats up to 1,000 square feet. That's a lot more than what you're using now.
That's incredible. Thanks, Barn-Eyed Guy.
Get next-gen grass and weed control with Cleanup HE from Barn-Eyed. Learn more at barneyed.com.
Spring and summer are the perfect times of the year to put a new roof on your home. So why not choose a roof that can last more than 50 years? Metal roofs are strong and durable, even in climate extremes like wildfires and hurricanes. These roofs are low maintenance and energy efficient. Plus, metal roofs come in a variety of styles and colors to fit any home. The Metal Roofing Alliance has created a buyer's guide that walks homeowners step by step through the process of buying a metal roof. You can find the buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Thankfully, spring is on the way. Warmer temperatures, trees blooming, and a whole new list of projects to tackle around the house. Whatever your springtime project, look to Titebond for the help you need to get it done. Titebond has everything from trusted wood glues to reliable sealants to an entire lineup of construction adhesives. So this spring, trust what the pros choose. Trust Titebond for glues, sealants, and adhesives. For more information, visit Titebond.com or see them on Facebook.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by Titebond, the pro's advantage.
Hey, want to remind you about a brand new section on todayshomeowner.com brought to you by our friends at the Metal Roofing Alliance. You can find it at todayshomeowner.com/metalroofing. There you'll find a lot of great information and a little inspiration if you're considering a metal roof for your home. Metal roofs are just continue to be so popular these days. Matter of fact, about 10 years ago, metal roofs represented 4% of all of the roofs in the United States. Today, 25% of homes that roofs are being replaced now have metal roofs. And you can see why by going to todayshomeowner.com/metalroofing. You'll see what a great investment it is to boost your home's value. And I'll tell you what everybody's surprised at. You're thinking metal roofing right now, and you're thinking of something that, you know, just a straight sheet, a ribbed panel. Well, you better take a look at it there. Again, todayshomeowner.com/metalroofing, because there's all kinds of different designs that are available. Some mimic the asphalt shingle. Others mimic cedar shakes and the rich hand-split type of wood shakes. So there's a lot to see there. So I hope you'll drop by and check it out. Also, while you're at Today's Homeowner, you need to check out all of the over 500 simple solutions that are available at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. But we have a fresh one for you right now. What do you have, Joe?
All right, Danny, here are four uses for coffee filters, paper coffee filters. It has nothing to do with actually filtering coffee, and here you go. You can place a filter at the bottom of a flower pot to prevent soil from leaking out of the drainage hole. You can slip coffee filters between dishes and cups when you're storing them or packing them away when you're moving or something like that. Coffee filters are lint-free, making them great for cleaning windows, mirrors, appliances, and other surfaces. And they cost just a penny a piece, so they're cheaper than paper towels. And I've seen this actually used in the today's homeowner office kitchen. You can keep your microwave oven clean from and protected from spatters by covering dishes with a coffee filter prior to turning on the microwave. So there you go, four uses for coffee filters. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea, and you think about that, and you think about all the different ways, and you know, and again, when you talk about anything that only costs a penny a piece,
right.
That's a pretty reasonable way of taking care of some of the things. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, if you turn it upside down to where it's, you know, sticking up and color it appropriate, it looks like the top of a pineapple if you're going to a Halloween party, or you just want to dress like a pineapple as you're driving around town.
Or when you're eating your pineapple and mayonnaise sandwiches, you can look like a pineapple.
Oh, man, that's just, I have to go, on the break, I think I'm going to go find one of those.
Go right ahead.
I hadn't had a pineapple mayonnaise sandwich in a long, long time. So what's your favorite sandwich, Joe? You don't eat many sandwiches.
I guess I'm trying to think. I've been eating wraps lately, which are kind of cool.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. I like wraps, and I put some, you know, hummus down and a bunch of veggies and roll it up, and pretty healthy, and, you know, for lunch.
Yeah. Well, this past week in Cut Off, Louisiana, we had it all. We had redfish, we had crawfish, we had shrimp, we had oysters.
The redfish still running?
But they're all over. I mean, everybody's catching them. It's amazing down there. Great place to visit, and we did. So it's time to get back to the gym and get out walking a little bit.
Get rid of those pandemic pounds.
Yeah, boy. Even though seafood's great for you, you eat enough of it, it will put it on there. So.
Well, my wife's on a diet, and it's going great. I've lost 6 pounds so far. So
perfect.
That's how
great.
That pandemic diet works.
Well, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a station that doesn't carry it, the second hour, head over to todayshomeowner.com so that you don't miss a thing. I'm Danny Lippard, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.